So I'm here with Bush and Mo from Lonely the Brave.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Very well.
Yeah. Just so you guys sound checking. Sounding awesome.
Yeah, not very loud.
Seemed to have the desired effect. Yeah, can't hear anymore.
Loud music is always good music. Well, that's debatable actually. Not always good.
Mostly the best type. I think personally.
I think
probably for both of us actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Best type of music is loud music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I've got to start off. The Days War is one of the best debut albums I've heard in, I'm going to say, 10 years.
Oh, really?
It really is.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks. Like,
thank you very much.
There's certain albums that have stuck with me through time. Like, I can pinpoint parts of my life to music that I was into, like Linkin Park, Hyper Theory. That was when I was in school and stuff. And I really think this album's going to be one of those albums that stays with me for that amount of time. Because every single song is just gut-wrenching. It just pulls you at heartstrings. It's just like, there's that emotion in it, every single track. When you were writing it, how would you go about writing it, really?
Well, when we wrote the album, we didn't have any plan, we had no agenda, we had nothing that we wanted to sound like or anything like that. Literally wasn't, you know, those thoughts didn't even enter our heads. It was just a case of knuckling down, going into a rehearsal room and just see what came out. So it wasn't premeditated or anything, because when we get, you know, we're told our music can't really get pigeoned. I think he said, our pigeon can't get the music hold.
Okay. But it's possible as well.
Yeah, we didn't really have an agenda, so it just, you know, what came out was just what was sort of created at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. I was there, but I've got no idea how it
happened. Yeah, it's a bit hard to recall sometimes, but I mean, we take a long time writing songs. We kind of throw away probably three times as much as we keep.
Oh, yeah.
So when was the first song that made the album? When was that first written? How long have you been like...
The first song would have been Victory Line that you wrote as a band, something like that.
So,
cool.
5 years?
Probably.
Something like that.
Five. Mm. 5 years, 4 years, something like
that. That's
when the very early ideas sort of started.
Yeah.
Before we even had
a name
and all the rest of it.
Yeah. So, I've seen you've announced yesterday about the Re album.
Redux, yeah.
Why did that come about?
We've sort of moved labels and stuff. Obviously, we started off on Hassan and then moved over to Columbia and things like that. So, we've got a fairly big team of like really great people that just come at us with really good ideas and stuff like that. So, when that was first suggested to us, it was definitely something we were interested in. Standard reissues of albums for me personally are just sometimes a bit, you know, if you get two extra songs on the end and stuff like that.
Boring?
Sometimes they can be, but some deluxe editions are just amazing, like the Jimmy Eat World, Bleed American, I probably shouldn't say Bleed American, but
the Jimmy Eat World,
the deluxe edition of that, to me, is an absolute masterpiece because it's got so much extra bonus content and stuff on it. Just throwing ideas around, really, of what to put on an extra disc on the album. Because if you're going to buy a deluxe edition of something, a redux edition of something...
Well, it's the Victory Edition.
Victory Edition. I don't even know.
We're on the road for 3 weeks.
Yeah, where are we? it needs to be worthwhile and something that you can collect and be proud of.
Good value for money, basically, is what was the aim. Because obviously you're encouraging probably some people to buy something they've already got in another kind of format, so to have the extra disc with what, 10?
Yeah, it should be pushing about 10, if not more actually.
So there'll be four brand new tracks that people won't have heard at all unless they've come see us live. We've been playing a few of those on the tour, and the Redux stuff is basically taking songs from the Days War, completely sort of stripping them down and then rebuilding them with different instrumentation structures and stuff like that.
That's the idea that I really like. I really like when you said that about that, especially, I was like, yes, that's a really smart idea. It's kind of like the almost reanimation what Linkin Park did.
Where they broke
it down and rebuilt it. I think that's a fresh idea. Instead of just literally, like you said, doing the extra couple of tracks.
There'll be four of those on the disc as well. It's just a definitely trying to give people something extra. Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's the equivalent of kind of an EP's worth of new material, I suppose, and then the extra stuff as well, so...
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, you have to put new songs on it, you know. Days War's been out since, you know, for quite a while now, so I mean, most of the new songs on it are drum and bass. You know, so that's the direction we're going to be going in.
Drum and bass?
Yeah. bit Skrillex-y,
yeah,
new stuff is sounding. So
that's the new album to come.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's a concept album without, yeah, washing up. I don't know.
Don't so, what was like the original fire that kind of brought you guys together and like kind of made you want to do what you do?
Well, I think we all came, you know, from the local music scene, as I think a lot of bands kind of come together that way, and
as they should.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you know, from different bands,
yeah,
various things were going on at the time, and you know, we weren't all happy with the situation we were in, so we sort of whatever was going on sort of ended in whatever way, and we got back together, and you know, we knew basically where the four of us at the time wanted to work together. We all kind of seemed to have a similar goal and some visions and stuff. I mean, not that we had anything particular in mind other than to make the music that we wanted to make, you know, but just like-minded people really, and yeah, just kind of went on from there.
Certainly worked out for you guys.
Yeah, I guess. But I look back to that time and I'm like, I don't know what kept us going really, you know, because there wasn't anything that was outside of this band that was keeping us going really, like a goal to be, you know, even get a record deal. It wouldn't have crossed our mind when we were writing the record. It was, you know, we put it all together, and then once it was together, there was like, it sort of pricked up a few people's ears, so it sort of got taken out of our hands a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like we've said a lot of times, we nearly self-released it and just gave it away to friends and put it online straight away. But it was our manager at the time, James, a friend of ours, and he just kept pushing us and like, you know, you might have something here. He was like, don't put it online yet. and thank God we didn't, because that's when everything sort of started rolling.
Yeah.
We would have been very good at taking things one step at a time, haven't we? You know, not sort of getting, not jumping too far ahead, because otherwise you kind of lose track of what you're doing and you don't get a chance to enjoy it. I mean, it's tricky enough when you're constantly busy to take stock of things anyway. So, the first step was to write the album and record it, and then from there on it was kind of...
It took its own course.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do like that though. I like the fact that you were just making music because you wanted to make music, not because you wanted the fame, the fortune, everything. Like you're doing it for the passion.
Absolutely.
And I think that's probably why the album has come across in that way. It's just so emotive and things like that. I think that's probably the main reason for it.
Cause we don't know how else to.
No, we did it because we just sort of had to. It was really weird because there was nothing else that we really could be doing except sort of like working, which we have been for years, you know. We just sort of carried on and got heads down and done it, and like I say, I have no idea why or why we didn't stop, because we, you know, completely broke.
Like, basically, working during the day and then spending the evenings in a cold industrial estate somewhere.
Yeah.
Writing and rehearsing, and sometimes you just thought, God, you know, just do
that. I mean, the chips really were down at times, weren't they? That's why people go back to the fact that I don't, you know, in all that adversity, well, we did carry on, and we never even thought about stopping. Just glad we did now.
It's definitely, you know, sort of, if anyone sort of asks for advice, I would say just don't give up, because you never know what's around the corner, you know.
Yeah.
If you stick at it, and
it's hard though.
Keep working.
Yeah,
it's bloody hard. The music industry isn't what it was sort of like 15 years ago.
No,
a long time ago, but you know, you can still push your stuff in positive directions if you just carry on.
You're making good music, people will notice.
You just don't give in to the bullshit, really, I guess. You know, keep your head down and work hard. That's what you can do.
Right, I always like to wrap things up with a little bit of a game of some sort. I normally try and do a play on like the name of the artist.
Cool.
So, originally I wanted to get you all on separate islands and see who could survive the best. You know, get Bear Grylls involved. Apparently there's not the budget for that. So I was told by
it's not the budget for that. Don't give that man a budget. Vice bloody hell.
So this is the best idea I could come up with, which is naming the brave with Lonely the Brave.
Lovely job.
So I'm just going to give you a few superheroes and you've got to tell me who their real identity is.
Okay.
So this is Naming the Brave with Lonely the Brave.
Excellent.
ITV are taking it up, I think.
It's
a good new panel show. Can't be worse than half crap on this.
No offence.
So, sorry, Professor X. Professor X.
Oh, yeah.
Professor
Xavier.
You got his last name?
Do you know his last name?
It's definitely
the name. What is it?
He's also a prince of this country.